Continuing the conversation now, Justin Amash gets pushed out of the Freedom Caucus yesterday. They say it was an agreement between Mark Meadows and Justin Amash. I don't believe that's true. Justin Amash, the only Republican thus far to come out and say he wants Donald Trump's impeachment pursued. But he's been running into ever more headwinds in the 3rd Congressional District in Grand Rapids, in Michigan here. Big money donors like the DeVos, is saying no more money for Justin Amash. He is on the outs, and there's a whole group of people out there that want to run and squash Amash. That event held going to be held Friday, June 14th. That's this Friday in Grand Rapids. The folks behind it, some of them, Diane Schindelbeck, a Fremont resident, co-founder and co-chair of Michigan Trump Republicans, and Michonne Maddock, pro-Trump group, also there hosting the Squash Amash rally in Grand Rapids. Guys, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. All right, so tell me, let's start with you, Diane. Justin Amash gets pushed out of the Freedom Caucus. That's another big step, isn't it?
Well, it's about time he stepped down. You know, next thing we're going to see is, you know, he's probably going to be running on a Democratic ticket.
You really believe that?
Do I really believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should. And that's why we're doing this. I mean, he's not representing the Republican Party and the Republican ticket at all. So, glad he's
yeah,
stepped down.
I mean,
it's about time.
He joins the Democrats in voting. So, you know, he's voting with Maxine Waters and Rashida Tlaib. So he might as well be a Democrat. But I personally think he's probably going to run as a Libertarian.
So that doesn't, you know, that creates potential problems. Justin Amash, I mean, the shine has gone off the pumpkin. You know, there was a time when Justin Amash, one of the founders of the Freedom Caucus, was considered one of the real conservatives out there, one of the voices of reason. But over the past several years, that has just continued to erode and evaporate, hasn't it?
It sure has. And that's why we're doing this. I mean, he's been fighting our president since day one. And when he came out with his little tweet comment about the impeachment, we said enough is enough. We need to do something about this, and he needs to know that we're here. And he needs to represent the people of his district and represent Michigan.
Michonne, let me get your in on this conversation as well. The event's being held June 14th. Have you picked somebody in the primary here? I think there are two challengers in the primary thus far for Justin Amash as a Republican running. Have you guys lined up behind one of the candidates yet? What are your thoughts there as far as the primary challenge to Justin Amash?
I'm really glad you asked that, because we've had a lot of people that think that, you know, maybe we put this event together because we were working with a specific candidate in the primary, and the answer is 100% no. If I were running in this race, I would definitely be at this event on Friday, and I'm sure both candidates, I've heard now there's a third candidate that just got in yesterday. But, you know, there's a long time before this primary election, a long time for other candidates to get in. And Michigan Trump Republicans is focused on one thing, and that is beating up Justin Amash, because he votes with the Democrats, and he's really been a turncoat for our entire party. I mean, he even says that he's not a Republican anymore. You know, it started back when he voted against Kate's law. There were people that were just outraged about that. And time and again, Diane, I know you have some of his other votes in front of you. Time and again, he votes against our party. So we really just want to expose the fact that he is not representing the voters of District 3 who are Republicans who voted for him.
And that's fair enough. But let me ask you this. The concern, the benefit to Justin Amash, who we've asked repeatedly to be on this program, and we were told literally, you know, he doesn't get up that early. I'm like, that's your answer. He doesn't get up that early. Okay. That was the honest answer.
No wonder he doesn't get anything done. No wonder he only got one vote passed.
Yeah, I can't make that up.
Yeah, we were told it.
But hold on. Here's the concern. Here's the problem. If you have too many challengers in the primary, you have three challengers now, you're told, I can't find anything. I'm looking for one here. I can't see anybody that joined yesterday, but if they did, it's not getting much press. My point being is, if you have a whole herd of horses running for the finish line, that puts Justin Amash in line to win that seat again. That's the problem.
I don't think he's going to run for that seat again.
We don't think he's going to run for it. No, I think he's preparing to go down to, you know, the Libertarian, like Michonne said. We truly believe that's probably what he's going to do. And he's probably preparing to go to Texas in May of 2020 for their convention, the Libertarian convention.
So you believe he's going to run for Congress as a Libertarian, or is he going to run for president as a Libertarian?
President.
Yep.
Yeah, because the stories out of his camp are that he's not going to do that, but I guess we can find out. But why are you convinced he's not going to run again?
Well, there's also stories out of his camp that are saying that he is not going to run again for this seat. So, you know, right now everything is just gossip, speculation. You know what? This just goes back to what candidates are we going to get behind. I don't really care right now. What we care about is exposing the fact that he is not representing Republican voters in the 3rd District.
Fair enough. That's it. Can you tell me this? When is the deadline for somebody to file for this race? Do you know that?
I'm pretty sure it's spring next year.
All right.
We have a long time.
Man, and I should jump in the race.
And if this is an open seat, you know how many people will be in that race? There's going to be a lot of people in that race.
Yeah, so, maybe a lot. I should move to Grand Rapids and jump in. No, I'm kidding.
You could. You got Grand Rapids to run for the seat.
Not me. I wouldn't allow the media to treat me that way. I know how those people behave. All right, so the event is Friday, June 14th, 11:30 to 1 p.m. That's at 110 Michigan Street, Northwest Grand Rapids. If you want to find out more, nojustinamash.com. Nojustinamash.com is the place where the Squash Amash team is getting together. Diane, Michonne, great having you here. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll find out more after that little get-together.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well done, ladies. All right, straight ahead. How about some good news about you getting a job in Michigan? The economy's great. Sexiest job of the week is straight ahead.